الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Yesterday we covered the biography of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى. From the introduction that was written by the one who compiled عون الباري ببيان ما تضمنه شرح السنة للإمام البربهاري رحمه الله, which is the explanation of الشيخ الوالد الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى. Today we'll start with an introduction to the book, مقدمة المعلق على الكتاب, the introduction of the scholar that commented upon this book, فضيلة الشيخ صالح الفوزان. So this is from the explanation of العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. And the Sheikh, he started, الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. He mentions the name of Al-Barbahari and some facts concerning him, رحمه الله, that we mentioned yesterday. What is the name of Al-Barbahari? Without looking. Excellent. نعم. Al-Barbahari رحمه الله. Al-Barbahari is an inscription to what? نعم. Al-Barbahari is an inscription to what? نعم. Barbahar, which was a medicine that was imported from where? Hassan. نعم. من الهند. India. When was he born, Abdul Majid? Five. Subhanallah. You're 3 centuries ahead, brother. نعم. جزاكم الله خيرا. When did he die? تفضل طارق. نعم. هذا هو السؤال. Next to you. أحسنت. نعم. 329. So today, الشيخ الفوزاني discusses the name of the book and the meaning of the name of the book and the importance of the book and the significance of the book. فوائد طيبة جميلة. Beneficial points, alhamdulillah, that prepare the way to study this classical text. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzani said, Ism al-Kitab, the name of the book, is Sharh al-Sunnah, the explanation of a sunnah. Al-Murad bi-Sunnah huna, and the question was asked yesterday by Akhuna Umar, what is the meaning of sunnah in this context? Sharh al-Sunnah. The meaning of a sunnah here, Al-Shaykh al-Fawzani, he said, طريقة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is the path of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the meaning of sunnah here is the path of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس المراد بها المعنى المصطلح عليه عند المحدثين. And the meaning is not the terminology that is used by the scholars of hadith, because when the scholars of hadith they say sunnah, what do they mean by it? أنه ما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قول وفعل وتقرير. That which is established from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his sayings, his actions, and his approvals. So when the muhaddithun, the scholars of hadith, they say sunnah, that is what they intend. As-sunnah لها إطلاقات. The word sunnah, it is used by ulama in different branches of knowledge. And those scholars, they intend a particular meaning by it. Sometimes when they use the word sunnah, they mean by it that which is synonymous to mustahab, recommended, and the like. With the ulama of hadith, when they use the word sunnah, they mean ما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that which is established from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم من قول وفعل وتقرير, from his sayings and his speech and his actions. The meaning here, وإنما المراد ما هو أعم من ذلك. The meaning of sunnah here in this context, شرح السنة, the explanation of the sunnah, is more general than that. It's more comprehensive. And it refers to what? Here it is referring to وهو طريقة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وطريقة أصحابه وطريقة السلف الصالح. هذه هي السنة المأثورة سواء في الاعتقاد أو في العبادة أو في الفقه أو في الأداء والأخلاق. So the meaning of sunnah here, شرح السنة, and the usage by many of the salaf, it means the path and the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of his companions ridwanullahi alayhim, and the way of the rightly guided predecessors. This is the sunnah that has been transmitted to us and passed down, whether it pertains to aqeedah. Look, so a sunnah, whether it pertains to aqeedah, whether it pertains to worship, ibadah, whether it pertains to jurisprudence, fiqh, whether it pertains to mannerisms and etiquettes, this is the meaning of a sunnah here, sharh sunnah. So this book here, it clarifies the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It clarifies the way of Ahlul Sunnah in their ibadat, in their worship. It clarifies some of the matters of jurisprudence, as we will see, and the methodology of the people of the sunnah. كل هذا يسمى بالسنة من حيث العموم. So this is called a sunnah in the general meaning of a sunnah. فقد يذكر مسائل فقهية مثل المسح على الخفين والنكاح المتعة من باب الرد على الفرق الضالة المخالفة فيها. And the author رحمه الله تعالى, he may mention even some issues of jurisprudence, like the wiping over the leather socks, and the ruling concerning temporary marriage, mut'a. Why? In order to refute the deviant sects who oppose the truth in these areas. Because the Rafida, they reject the wiping over of the khufain, the leather socks. The Rafida, قد خالفوا الحق في جانبين اثنين. As it pertains to the issue of the feet. One, they wipe over the feet when they make wudu, and they reject the wiping of the socks. They wipe the feet instead of washing the feet, and they reject the wiping of the socks. So Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, in order to differentiate between the people of innovation and the people of the sunnah, he may even mention some issues of jurisprudence, like the wiping over the leather socks, in order to differentiate between the people of sunnah and the people of innovation. وَقَدْ يُكَرِّرُ بَعْضَ الْمَسَائِلِ مِنْ بَابِ التَّأْكِيدِ وَلِتَكَرُّرِ مُنَاسَبَةٍ ذَكَرَهَا أَوْ لِزِيَادَةِ الْبَيَانِ فِيهَا. And you may find that Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he may repeat some issues for emphasis, and because it is relevant to reiterate it or to explain it further. أو لغير ذلك من الأغراض العلمية وبالجملة فهو كتاب مفيد وبالجملة فهو كتاب مفيد. So Al-Barbahari may repeat certain points for maybe other knowledge-based reasons, and in general this is a very beneficial book. This is a very beneficial book, شرح السنة Al-Barbahari. نعم, definitely. Because شرح السنة Al-Barbahari is clarifying the aqeedah, the methodology of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And we know that this is the aqeedah and the methodology that was learned from Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, because in the biography, what did we mention yesterday, Ihsan? Ikhwan, he had the answer right. From the teachers of Al-Barbahari were some of the most renowned students of Al-Imam Ahmad. Like who? Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hujjaj. Like who? Naam, what's his kunya? Abu Bakr al-Marruthi rahimahullah, who was from the most renowned students of Al-Imam Ahmad. So this here, Sharh al-Sunnah, likewise is the aqeedah of Imam Ahmad, the aqeedah of أئمة أهل السنة والجماعة. So الشيخ الفوزاني said, وتأتي أهميته من قدمه فهو من كتب السلف الأقدمين الذين عاصروا الأئمة الكبار وأخذوا عنهم ورووا عقيدتهم الصافية فرحمه الله من إمام جليل. So الشيخ الفوزان said, the importance of this book is highlighted by the fact that it is from the old classical books, as it is from the books of the Salaf of old, who lived during the senior imams, the elder imams of the religion, the great imams, and took knowledge directly from them and conveyed their pure creed. So this is the aqeedah of the a'immatu ahli sunnati wal jama'ah. What we're learning here is the creed and the methodology of the imams of ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon this noble Imam, Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. ومعنى الشرح, what does the Shaykh mean when he says شرح السنة, the explanation of a sunnah? And that's why alhamdulillah brother Abu Talha rahimahullah he translated the title as the explanation of the creed. شرحية means a bayan, a clarification or an explanation. وليس معناه أنه يشرح كتابا معينا. The author al-Barbahari does not intend that he's explaining a specific book. He doesn't mean that. Rather, أو يفسر كتابا معينا. إنما معناه أنه يوضح طريقة السنة وهذا معنى شرح السنة. The intent of the author was that in this book he's going to explain to you and clarify for you so it is clear to your eyes the meaning and the way of the sunnah, so that you will understand the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of the Sahaba, the way of the Salaf, as it pertains to matters of aqidah, as it pertains to matters of ibadah, as it pertains to matters of manhaj, as it pertains to these very important matters. That is the intent. Not that he's explaining a particular book. كان الأوائل يسمون كتب العقيدة بالسنة. The early scholars, the scholars of the Salaf, they used to call the books of creed, aqidah, as-sunnah. So the scholars, this was a known practice. This was a known practice amongst many of the ulama of the Salaf. It's not something that is gharib, strange. The early scholars of this ummah, they used to refer to the books of aqidah as as-sunnah. And then the Shaykh gives examples. He says, like, مثل السنة للإمام أحمد. What's the book of Imam Ahmad, Abdul Karim? What's the book of Imam Ahmad? نعم. أصول السنة, نعم. The fundamental principles of the sunnah, or the foundations of the sunnah. As-sunnah here, referring to aqidah. Is that clear to everyone? نعم. Likewise, as-sunnah لابنه عبد الله. As-sunnah that was compiled by his son, Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad. Likewise, as-sunnah lil-athram. Likewise, sharh usuli. I'tiqadi ahli sunnati wal-jama'a lil-lalika'i. The explanation of the foundations, the fundamental beliefs of ahli sunnah wal-jama'a by al-lalika'i. So the ulama of the Salaf, they used to use the word as-sunnah to refer to aqidah. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِغَرِيبٍ بَلْ هُوَ مُتَدَاوِلْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Likewise, they used to refer to the issue of aqidah as al-iman. They used to refer to it as iman. فَيُوضَعُ فِي بَعْضِ الْكُتُبِ كِتَابٌ يُسَمَّى كِتَابَ الْإِيمَانِ. You find in some collections the book of iman. Like, كَمَا هُوَ مَوْجُوهُ فِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِ وَمُسْلِمِ. Like what is found in the Sahih of al-Imam al-Bukhari and the Sahih of al-Imam Muslim. What number is كِتَابَ الْإِيمَانِ? كِتَابَ الْإِيمَانِ in Muslim, what chapter is it? What number chapter? What book? Naam. Like the book of Iman, which is in Bukhari and in Muslim. What are they referring to? Aqidah. They're clarifying the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're mentioning the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that establishes the belief of Ahl Sunnah. يَعَقِدُونَ كِتَابًا يُسَمُّونَهُ كِتَابَ الْإِيمَانِ. So they would entitle the chapter كِتَابَ الْإِيمَانِ. وَيُرِدُونَ فِيهِ مَا يَخْتَصُ بِالْعَقِيدَ. And they would mention that in that chapter the ahadith that are specific to aqidah, matters of creed. مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ فَيُسَمُّونَهَا الْإِيمَانِ. They would mention those matters pertaining to belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, the belief in the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it, and they would refer to it as al-Iman. They would refer to these things as al-Iman. Also, the Salaf, they would refer, and there's a reason, Ikhwan, why the Shaykh is elaborating like this. It will become clear later on. Because you have in this time individuals, they say, why are you worrying about Aqidah? Why are you talking about Aqidah? Aqidah is not mentioned in the Quran. Aqidah is not mentioned in the Sunnah. Tawheed is not mentioned in the Quran. Tawheed is not mentioned in the Sunnah. Like Nu'man Khan, he made that false statement. And he took it from his teacher, which was a false state, highlighting to us the danger of sitting with Ashab al-Su. Na'am. These individuals, they say that. Why are you worrying about Aqidah? This term, they didn't know about this term. It wasn't known. It's not mentioned in the Quran. It's not mentioned in the Sunnah. What are you worrying about it for? Sheikh Fawzan is going to address that. بس هذا من أوضح الدلائل, that these individuals are upon other than the path of the rightly guided predecessors. Because anyone who is familiar with the books of the ulama of the Salaf would never utter a ridiculous statement like that. Such a bold statement. وَقَدْ يُسَمُّونَهَا الشَّرِيعَةِ. The scholars, they would call Matters of Aqeedah, they would refer to it as a Sharia, like the book Al-Sharia of Al-Imam Al-Ajurri Al-Shafi'i Rahimahullah. Again, ikhwan, when we're mentioning some of the names of these books, these are names that you write down, inshallah, and if a person wants to build a library, these are some of very important books to put in that library, because بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعْ كُتُبِ السَّلَفِ نَعَمْ. Between us and the people of innovation is the what? The books of the Salaf. بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ مَا ذَا كُتُبِ السَّلَفِ. Because the Salaf, alhamdulillah, they explain the Quran and the Sunnah for us with the correct understanding. So when we differ with any of the Jama'at al-Mu'asir al-Siyasiyah, when we differ with any of them or anybody, we say, between us and you is the books of the Salaf. تَعَالُوا نَرْجِعَ لَكُتُبِ السَّلَفِ. Let's return back to the books of the Salaf and their understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. So these are the books, like, alhamdulillah, we should be familiar with their names, and these are books, inshallah, that we should place in our libraries. وَقَدْ يُسَمُّونَهَا التَّوْحِيدِ. Likewise, they would refer to matters of Aqeedah as a Tawheed, like the book of At-Tawheed of Ibn Khuzaymah, another Imam of the Salaf. He had a book at Tawheed. Who else had a book at Tawheed from the Imams of the Salaf? Who else? Al-Bukhari had Kitab al-Tawheed in his collection al-Sahih, naam. But who had a book that was written, Kitab al-Tawheed? Ibn Mandah. And Ibn Mandah also, he had Kitab al-Iman. Ibn Mandah, he had Kitab al-Tawheed. Likewise, min a'immati salaf. And that is why those individuals that say the three categories of al-Tawheed were invented by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab or Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, kadhabun, they're liars. Because if you go back to Kitab al-Tawheed, Ibn Mandah, the meaning of these categories you will find in these books. طيب. وكتب التوحيد المعروفة, and the books of التوحيد, the well-known books of التوحيد. وتسمى العقيدة وهو ما يعتقده القلب. And it is also known as عقيدة. These are all synonymous terms. And what's the meaning of عقيدة? When we say the عقيدة, now the Sheikh is defining what is the meaning of عقيدة. He said هو ما يعتقده القلب. It is the belief of the heart. What's the problem with that? Aqeedah is the belief of the heart. Aqeedah is the belief of the heart. And that which a person adopts as their religion and has firm conviction concerning it. He's certain of it. So aqeedah is the firm belief of the heart. Min aqada. That's why even a firm knot, comes from the same root. Conviction of the qalb, aqeedah. So aqeedah is belief of the heart, and that which a person adopts as their religion and they have conviction, they're certain about it. They don't have any doubt whatsoever. وَهَذِي الْأَسْمَاءِ. All of these terms, as-sunnah, as-shari'ah, al-iman, al-aqeedah, كُلُّهَا لَخْتِلَافْ بَيْنَهَا. There's no contradiction between any of these terminologies. فَهِيَ أَسْمَاء مُتَعَدِّدَ لِشَيْءٍ وَاحِدٍ. They are numerous names for the same thing. هَذِهِ مِنَ الْمُتَرَادِفَاتِ. They are synonymous words, meaning words, different words with one meaning. Different words with one meaning. وَلَا مُشَاحَةٍ فِي الْأَسْمَاءِ. And there is no contention in the terminologies or the names that people use if the meaning and the intent is known and if they're referring to the same thing. إِذَا عُلِمَ الْمُرَادِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. Then he said, أَمَّا مَنْ يُنْكِرْ هَذَا وَيَقُولُ. As for the one who rejects this and says, العقيدة والتوحيد اصطلاح ليس عليه دليل. That عقيدة and توحيد are terminologies that are not supported by any proofs. Oh well, and that's كذب anyway. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent Mu'ad ibn Jabal to Yemen, he said that the first thing that you call them to, and يوحد الله, in one narration, that they single out Allah Azza wa Jal with all worship. And وَحَّدَ يُوَحِّدُ تَوْحِيدًا. Tawheed is the master of that verb. So that's a kadib anyway. It's clearly mentioned in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the meaning is clear in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh said, as for those people that say, the people that reject this and they say aqeed and tawheed are terminologies that are lacking any proof. وَلَيْسَ هُوَ مَوْجُودًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا فِي السُنَّةِ. And they are not mentioned in the Qur'an nor in the sunnah. And how the batil, because we said iman, tawheed, iman, aqeedah, faith and aqeedah, synonymous terms. Iman is mentioned in the Quran, iman is mentioned in the sunnah, so it is found in the book of Allah, it is found in the sunnah. But why do they say that? فَهَذَا تَشْكِيك. They want to cause doubts. يُرِيدُونَ بِهِ أَن يَجْتَثُوا هَذِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. They want to eliminate this belief, the correct belief. فَجَاءُ بِهَذَا الْكَلَامِ So they come with this speech. مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ لَا يُمَيِّزْ بَيْنَ الْفِرَقِ الضَّالَّةِ وَالْفِرَقِ الْمُسْتَقِيمَةِ هَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي غَاضَهُمْ Why? Because they do not want the people to differentiate between the misguided sects and the safe sect, the upright sect. That is what angers them. They don't want the people to be able to differentiate. They want everyone to be confused. They don't want anyone to speak about the deviant sect. So that's why they say this. So it goes back to that false principle. نَجْتَمِعْ فِي مَا اتَّفَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَيَعْذُرُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا فِي مَا اخْتَلَفْنَا فِيهِ Let us all unite upon what we agree and forgive one another about that which we differ, even if that person is a grave worshipper, even if that person he makes ta'an of Aisha wal-iyadu billah, and we seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from that, even if that person he denies the attributes of Allah, it doesn't matter, we're all under the umbrella of Islam, let's just all get along, let's just all be together. That's what they want. So when Nu'man Ali Khan, when he says that aqeed is not found in the Quran, why are you worrying about this? This is what they want. And some of them, they want to conceal their false belief. Some of them, they want to conceal their false belief because they know they're on falsehood. So they don't want you to be able to respond to them or clarify their errors in matters of aqeedah. So Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, وَمِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ لَا يُرَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْبَاطِلِ They say this to prevent the people of falsehood from being refuted. هَذَا قَسْتَ الْمُتَعَلِّمِينَ مِنْهُمْ This is the intention of the educated from among them. Meaning this is a plot that they've developed by those who were educated from among them. أما الهمج والرعاء الذين يأخذون من مزابل الأفكار فهم يرددون هذه الأقوال. As for the rabble from amongst them, the simpletons from amongst them, they take these statements from the cesspits of the minds of their leaders and they just repeat them. They just repeat what they hear from their leaders and their figureheads. As we find in some of the papers, and we find in some of the things that they refer to as their works, authored works. فَلَا يَجُوزَ الْإِلْتِفَاتِ إِلَى هَذِي التَّشْكِيكَاتِ وَهَذِي الْأُمُورِ It is not allowed to pay attention to the doubts of these individuals. وَهَذَا شَيْءٍ دَرَجَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْأُمَّةِ Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is the way of this nation. اِهْتَمُوا بِهِ And they focused upon this, what? تَمْيِيزًا بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ Differentiating between truth and falsehood. It is the way of this ummah to differentiate between truth and falsehood. Allah said it in the Quran. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ You are the best nation that has arisen from mankind. You enjoin the good and you forbid the evil. You differentiate between haq and truth and falsehood. هَذَا لَا بُدَّ مِنْ Brothers and sisters, that requires knowledge. That requires a sabr ala ta'allum. Being patient in learning. Being patient in seeking knowledge. It takes shame in al-mujahada. It takes striving against the soul. Who said so? Imam al-Sa'di. Imam al-Sa'di, he said, طلب العلم is jihad في سبيل الله. Seeking knowledge is striving in the path of Allah. So, Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, تَمْيِيزًا بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ وَبَيْنَ الْهُدَى وَالضَّلَالِ This ummah, they differentiated between guidance and misguidance. لَكِنَّ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ قَصْفِ هَذَا The deviants, they have an objective behind what they say. Aqeed and tawheed is not found in the Quran. هُمْ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَدْمِجُوا النَّاسِ Because they just want to gather all the people. It doesn't matter what they unite the people upon. That's all they want. وَلَا يَكُنْ هُنَاكْ فَارِقْ بَيْنَ مُلْحِدْ وَزِنْدِيقْ وَمُسْتَقِيمْ وَمُبْتَدِعْ So to them, there's no difference between the atheist, the heretic, the upright and the innovator. There's no difference between any of them. عِنْدَ هَؤُلَاءِ There is no difference with those deviants that make these type of statements. Between the atheist, the heretic, the upright, and the innovator. In the translation, it mentions, the translation that you maybe some of you have, it mentions the muwahid. I can't see muwahid in here. Allahu A'lam, did he put that in just for clarity? If he did put it in there, and it wasn't from the author himself, he should have clarified it. Naam, min al-amana, because it's a trust. If you translate what the sheikh said, and if it's not from his words, then you put it in brackets. So, the word muwahid is not in here. And this is the الطبعة المعتمدة the reliable print نعم والله أعلم وإنما يبقون تحت مذلة اسم الإسلام so these demons they say rather all of these people unite under the umbrella of Islam لأجل توحد المسلمين بزعمهم for the Muslims to unite in order to unite the Muslims and this is their claim this is what they want to do لكن هذا منهج باطل ومردود وَلَا يُثْمِنُ شَيْئًا. It won't bring about any good. It won't bring about any good. And even some of them, they say, بِدْعَ تَجْمَعُنَا. An innovation that brings us together is better than a sunnah that's going to divide us. بِدْعَةٌ تَجْمَعُنَا خَيْرًا مِنَ السُنَّةِ الَّتِي تُفَرِّقُنَا. They say an innovation that brings us together is better than a sunnah that's going to divide us. هذا كلام باطل ومردود. So an innovation that was invented by man is better than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَنَقُولُ لَهُمْ. الشيخ الفوزاني said, we say to these people, الْمُسْلِمُونَ لَا يَتَوَحَّدُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَقِيدَةٍ صَحِيحَةٍ. And Ikhwan, this is an important point. And the Shaykh elaborates upon it because they accuse the people of the Sunnah of causing division. Even some of the Sufaha, the imbeciles, they say, oh, the people, the Salafis are divided here. Where are the Salafis divided? The Salafis are sitting here learning, قال الله, قال رسول الله, قال الصحابة. You're the one with the division. You're the one with the problem. Maybe if you took some time to sit and learn your religion, you wouldn't be making these ludicrous statements. Who are differing? أنت الذي فيه خلاف. نعم. And Allah said in the Quran anyway, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. They will not cease to differ except those who Allah has mercy upon them. So what's your point? So what, do we stop everything? The people are differing, we're going to stop. Well, let's just, khalas, it's over, it's dead, finished. No, but inshallah we're going to struggle and strive to be consistent upon what Allah has commanded us to do. Na'am. Even if there's differing, differing is going to happen in shi'nam abayna, whether we like it or not. We don't want differing. Al-khilafu shar, Ibn Mas'udi said, differing is evil. We don't want it. However, when it happens, in order to mother reduce it and escape it, we have to stick to the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. That's the only way. And in this is an indication, the people of the Sunnah, we want unity. Wallahi, nahnu nureed. We want for the Muslims to unite. Wallahi, hadha ladhi nureedu. Lakin, to unite upon what? The haqq. Also, wallahi, we want good for the Muslims. How can we not want good for the Muslims when in at-tahiyat, assalamu alayna wa ala, Naam. May salam be upon us and the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So the person, we say that in every salam. We say that in every prayer. Sometimes twice in one prayer, depending on the salah. So how can it be that we don't want for the Muslims to unite upon the haqq? The person of the sunnah, he wants the Muslims to unite upon the truth. He wants good for the Muslims. Even he wants the non-Muslims to be guided. But at the end of the day, the only way it's going to happen if we implement what Allah has legislated. Because Allah created this creation and he knows what's beneficial for them. And that's what the Sheikh is going to talk about now. So as for this statement, oh, you're fitna and you people are this and you people are that, don't think that these false allegations are going to cause us to leave the book and the sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf. These same allegations were made against the scholars that came before us. We heard the allegations that they made about Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, the people of innovation and misguidance. Yes, we want unity. Wallahi, we want good for the Muslims. We want good for the Muslims. However, goodness it lies in following the book and the sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. So Shaykh Al-Fawzani said, we say to them, المسلمون لا يتوحدون إلا على عقيدة صحيحة. The Muslims will never unite except upon the correct creed. العقيدة التي جمعت الصحابة. That creed that united the companions. وكانوا متفرقين. That عقيدة, that belief which united the companions and they were divided prior to that. كما قال تعالى, as Allah said, واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Remember, you were enemies and Allah joined your hearts. Who joins the hearts? Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the one that joins the hearts, not us. You can be friends with somebody for how many years and that guy stabs you in your back. It's not in your control. You may think, how could he do that to me? How? Allah joins the hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uma tawadathnan." Two people never love one another, and then were split between them. Illa bi dhanbin yuhdithuhu ahaduhuma, except to a sin that one of them committed. May Allah protect us from that. So opposing the Quran, opposing the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf is going to cause disunity. And Allah joins the hearts. Allah connects the hearts. Al arwah junudu mujannada. The souls. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they're like a recruited army. Those souls that agree with one another, they will be together. Those souls that disagree with one another, they will be apart from one another. This is the souls. To the extent some of the Salaf said, if a believer was to enter the masjid, and in that masjid you had 100 hypocrites and one believer, he will go to that believer. They're like magnets. Allah joins the hearts. Not you, not me. Naam. To the extent if you had a masjid, a hypocrite was to enter that masjid, and you had 100 believers but one hypocrite, you would be attracted to that hypocrite. Because the souls are like a recruited army. May Allah Azza wa Jalla gather our souls with the righteous and protect us from the evil. Naam. Kama qala ta'ala. So the Shaykh al-Fawzani said, مَا الَّذِي جَمَعَ الصَّحَابَةِ مَا الَّذِي جَمَعَ بَيْنَ الصَّحَابَةِ مِنَ الْفُرْقَةِ وَالتَّنَاحُرِ إِلَّا هَذِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. What united the companions whilst previously they were divided and they differed, except for the correct creed. The creed that we find in the Quran, the creed that was taught to them by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَلَّتِي هِيَ مَعْنَى. That creed which is the meaning of لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّد Rasulullah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without any partners, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. فَلَا يَجْمَعُ النَّاسَ إِلَّا الْعَقِيدَةُ الصَّحِيحَةِ. Nothing will gather the people, nothing will unite the people except for the correct creed. People, they tried. People tried to unite people on asabiyya, qawmiyya, on the color of people's skin, or on the origin of people. People tried to unite people like this. The Ikhwanis, the Muslim Brotherhood, they tried to unite everyone. Look what happened in Egypt, how they were humiliated. How long were they in power? A few months? Look how they were humiliated. Because what? They sought al-izzah. They sought ascendancy in other than the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like Umar, he said, we are a people, a'azzana Allahu bil-Islam. Allah gave us nobility and might through al-Islam. And if we seek nobility through other than it, Allah azza wa jalla will humiliate us. So the Muslim Brotherhood, they tried it in our time. Look at the Arab Spring, the chaos that it brought. When they departed and their false leaders, these false claimants to Salafiyyah. That's why it's problematic, ya ikhwa. Somebody, الذي ينتسب إلى السلف والسلفية ويدعي أنه سلفي هذا لازم أن يوزن أقواله وأفعاله على كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفهم السلف. The one who says I'm Salafi in this time, we weigh his sayings and his actions in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't just accept that statement. Look in Egypt, Muhammad Hassan and the likes of them, min adiyya salafiyya, they said we are Salafis. When this Arab Spring took place, what did they do? Instead of saying, you know what, we're not going to get involved in all of this chaos and so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, like the ulama of the Sunnah, like we heard from Sheikh Al-Fawzan, like we heard from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, like we heard from Sheikh Rabi, like we heard from Sheikh Zayd, rahimahullah ta'ala. What did he say? No, we're going to make a Salafi democratic party. Al-Hizb al-Salafi. We're going to enter the elections. You lost your mind? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is why, brothers and sisters, it is upon us to learn ماذا from the Quran and the Sunnah, the way of the Salaf, with the understanding of the Salaf. Because how can you ascribe to something if you do not know what it is? So as Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, فَلَا يَجْمَعُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْعَقِيدَ الصَّحِيحَةِ أَمَّا أَن يَكُونُوا مُخْتَلِفِينَ فِي اعْتِقَادِهِمْ فَلَنْ يَجْتَمِعُوا أَبَدًا. So it failed. Their attempts failed. In Egypt, chaos occurred due to the Arab Spring. Libya, chaos even now. Look at Syria. Look at the various places in the Muslim world. Chaos that it brought. Why? Because they departed from the Quran and the Sunnah. So Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, then he goes on to talk about, he said, أَمَّا الْإِخْتِلَافِ فِي الْمَسَالِ الْفِقْهِيَ الْإِجْتِهَادِيَةِ أَلَّتِي يَحْتَمِلُهَا الدَّلِيلِ فَهَذَا لَا يُؤَثِّرُ وَلَا يُحْدِثُ فُرْقَةً وَلَا عَدَاوَةً. Then the Sheikh, he clarifies further, as for differing in matters of jurisprudence, where the scholars have derived their positions, their rulings, where the proof can be understood in different ways, then this does not affect the unity nor cause division. I'll give an example. Matters of jurisprudence where the scholars, they differ. Because maybe there's no clear text in the issue, or the text can be understood in various ways. When you come up from ruku', na'am, if you put your hands back on your chest, that's a qawl of some of the ulama of the sunnah. If you keep your hands at the side, that is a qawl of some of the ulama of the sunnah. That doesn't affect the unity, and that doesn't cause enmity. I'll give another example. The second jama'ah. If somebody, he believes that the second jama'ah taking the position of al-imam al-Shafi'i is disliked, not haram, is disliked. Other individuals, they take the position of the majority. They say there's nothing wrong with praying the second jama'ah. Due to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet said about the man who came late to the masjid, naam, and he said to the people that had prayed, man yatasaddaq ala hadha, who's going to give charity to that man? Who's going to pray with him? That difference doesn't cause enmity, doesn't cause us to dislike one another or talk about one another. I'll give another example. Naam, another mithal. With regards to khilaf, differing of opinion that is between the scholars, whether you point with your finger in the tashahud or whether you move your finger slightly, whether you point or whether you move it slightly, that doesn't cause enmity, it doesn't cause mada, dislike, it doesn't cause people to speak and disparage one another. That type of approach in these issues is from the ways of the muta'asiba, those who blindly and rigidly stick to the madahim. That's not from the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Naam, is that clear to everyone? However, look, as for aqeedah, he says, لكن الاختلاف في العقيدة غير سائغ. Differing in aqeedah is never allowed. However, differing in aqeedah is not allowed.
Yeah, you know.